A few dozen onlookers gathered on a windswept grassy hill near Anago to watch as the bald eagles were released one by one.
One, two, three.
Up close, the birds are huge, but as their human keepers opened their arms, the eagles took flight and quickly turned to specks on the horizon. The seven female bald eagles were found April 9th near Eagle River. Staffers from the Raptor Education Group Incorporated, or REGI, took the call. Katie Farver and Robert Princeton were on staff that night. At first, Farver says she thought the caller was reporting injured seagulls, not eagles. After realizing the potential seriousness of the case, the two made the hour-and-a-half drive north.
There were like eight eagles. Wow, that's, you know... And so we loaded up all of the rescue gear and we got up there as soon as we could. We were expecting to come back with dead eagles. Some of them were completely unconscious.
We didn't think they were going to make it. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were going to make it at all.
Yeah, some of them were convulsing and throwing up and they couldn't keep fluids down. And
one bird was found dead at the scene. Once the surviving seven eagles were safely at the bird hospital, they needed round-the-clock care, rehydration, hand feeding, and eventually exercise to get the strength back in their wings.
What does it feel like then when you can poof, let them go?
Yeah, the only better feeling than that was when they all started standing and eating again. So that's when we knew we were starting to pull them through.
Rescuer Katie Farver believes the birds are on their way back to the Eagle River area.
They're family groups and there's, you know, some big females and they might have mates back there.
Six of the eagles were eager to go back. One, not so much.
I think the other one's going to stick around for a while.
REGI's director, Marge Gibson, says she tried to get the last bird to leave, but she was having none of it.
The door is open, and I think she thinks it's a trick or something, because she's looking outside, and she keeps looking down and looking around, but she's not coming.
Even though the poisoned eagles have recovered and left, Gibson says she still has 30 others at her hospital, along with 100 other birds.
It's really been a very, very busy year. We had several wildlife centers close, and... We're kind of standing alone in this area, unfortunately.
Gibson says she doesn't believe anyone intentionally set out to poison the eagles. She describes the incident not so much as an accident as unintentional. Since bald eagles are federally protected, the poisoning is being investigated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So the perpetrator or perpetrators could face jail time if caught. It's an open case, so staff at REGI were not allowed to comment on it. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.